Hello and welcome to our series of Lenten Reflections. This year we're focusing on movie stories and how they can illustrate the Gospels. I'm James Abbott of the Catholic Communications Network and I'm joined by Father Peter Malone, a film expert and former president of CIGNIS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Second week of Lent, Monday. Doubt is the film, Peter.
Doubt because the Gospel, it's Jesus preaching, but it's not the Sermon on the Mount from Matthew, it's the Sermon on the Plain from Luke. And he says, be compassionate as your Father is compassionate. And then he says, do not judge and you will not be judged yourselves. Do not condemn and you will not be condemned yourselves. And that seems to me very much the theme of doubt.
Talk us through that.
Well, the film is about a priest in a parish in 1964, and the Mother Superior, the principal of the school, is suspicious that he has been, as we said in those days, interfering with one of the boys. So it's a topical theme, although the setting is in the mid-60s at the time of the Vatican Council. It's in upstate New York and actually set during Advent.
You have to stop this campaign against me.
You can stop it at any time.
How?
Confess and resign.
You are attempting to destroy my reputation.
You keep opening my window. What are you doing in this school?
I'm trying to do good.
Even more to the point, what are you doing in the priesthood?
You are single-handedly holding this school and this parish back.
From what?
Progressive education and a welcoming church.
You can't distract me, Father. This is not about my behavior.
No,
it's about
yours. This is about your unfounded suspicions.
That's right. I
have
suspicions.
Just leave that. It's not important.
I will decide what's important.
The drama is the conflict between the very strong-minded superior and her very judgmental attitude and the priest who may or may not be guilty of what she's accusing him of. I think the film leaves that rather open for our understanding. And in the middle of it is a young sister who felt that she should have reported something that she noticed about the priest and reports it to the superior, who is, I think, doing the very opposite of what Jesus says in the Gospel today. She is very judgmental, she is very condemnatory, and the film's title indicates, I suppose, what Jesus is saying. A first step towards not being judgmental is to hesitate and look at both sides of a question and some experience of doubt.
So she's very much guilty until proven innocent.
Yes, and she claims that her experience tells her that this is the case. And there are some wonderful scenes because the performers are Meryl Streep as the superior and Philip Seymour Hoffman as the priest, Amy Adams as the young nun. There are some homily scenes with Philip Seymour Hoffman, one specifically about doubt, and there are some very strong confrontational scenes. So as drama, it's very, very interesting, very challenging, and because of its explicit Catholic characters, it's very topical and a continued challenge.
But we have a sort of very severe superior. It's kind of like the stereotype of the Catholic Church that people think when they think holy orders, isn't it?
Well, perhaps it is. And in fact, when the young nun says to the superior that she is too severe, she says, that's how it works. But the priest himself shows the genial side. And as you mentioned about the stereotypes, there is a scene where the superior is actually presiding very severely at the table for the meals with the sisters, compared with the more jovial and brotherly companionship of the priests. So yes, those elements are there. And to that extent, it really is a challenge for Lent, whether we are judgmental or not.